Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my feelings for an upcoming assessment which I'm about to have in about 2.5 weeks' time. So, I got an email the other day after coming off of a solid five shifts in a row, and I got an email to say that I've got an upcoming CPAP. So, as part of the assessment that I'm doing at the moment, like I've said a few times, so I've got a graduate year in the ICU, and I'm doing also concurrently with that a transition program. So, as part of this transition program, there are formalized sort of like assessment books that we've got to do. So, in these books, you've got different big headings such as, you know, electrophysiology, you got your respiratory sections, airway sections, so all these different sort of modules which you sort of complete, and you get really experienced nurses to watch you demonstrate skills and to talk over some of the theory components of what you're doing as well. And it's all, every single part of it, sort of teaching you the day-to-day of what you'll be doing as an intensive care nurse. And then also on top of that, you've got assignments, which I've got one coming up in a few weeks' time, which I'll start working on soon. But the first thing coming up soon, there's two major practical assessments that we do as part of this transition program in the ICU I'm working in. So you've got one that's at 3 months, and you've got another one which is at 12 months. So the one at 3 months, so getting the email, it's kind of like, wow, like, I've almost finished 3 months already. Like, it feels like the time's absolutely just flying by. And looking at it, it sort of felt a bit real now. Like, it's going to be having one of the main assessors within the ICU going to be watching absolutely every single detail of what I do. So the way that it works is you'll have one of the main assessors will be following me for the entirety of my shift. And we get assessed based upon really structured criteria. So it was awesome. So it was, I was thinking it was a bit nerve-wracking first looking at it, because, you know, I'm going to be assessed with everything I'm doing so far. But then I didn't really know what the assessment criteria were, but it was awesome because we've received this really comprehensive, you know, PDF sort of document which outlines pretty much everything that we'll be assessed upon. And it's an official assessment of, they're like competency standards, and they're official competency standards for the Australian College of Critical Care Nurses. So pretty much anyone doing this transition program, wherever they are within the state, they'll be needing to meet the certain criteria to be able to get properly ticked off. So it basically goes through 5 different stages within this full day of assessment. There's safety. So that's going to be looking at, you know, how well am I able to, you know, for example, it's even as broken down as when you come onto your shift, do you check the name of your patient on their wristbands? Are there 2 wristbands on the patient? Does that match the patient's name on the computer system? So it's even as broken down as that. And safety wise, are you able to recognize and be able to explain the safety parameters of the ventilator and the ECG and all the alarm parameters, and explain why they are set that way and why they are safe for that patient? So it's really getting you to think about why you're doing certain things within the intensive care unit and seeing if you understand what the concept is in the first place. So I think that's really cool. And the second one is assessment. So that's going to be talking about how you're able to, you know, perform your assessments on your patient. So everything from every part of your system's assessment, starting at neuro, going down to your respiratory, cardiac, GIT, the list goes on, and talking through components of that assessment and noting if there are any abnormalities and explaining why that could be the case in the context of your patient and their previous medical history and their presenting problem. And then there's planning. So that's the third section. So planning is understanding, like, do you understand the plan for this patient? Are you able to, you know, organize? Oh, I guess planning is mainly just, yeah, I'll have to look that one up a little bit more, but I'm guessing it's got to do with, are you working towards that plan for getting them out of the ICU? And then the fourth section is implementation. So it's going to be like sort of the implementation of that plan towards getting them out of the ICU. So that's going to be liaising with your interprofessional team members such as your physios, your dietitians, and the doctors, and working as a team to getting them out. And then evaluation. So are you able to evaluate your performance is going to be a big one, noting where you went well and noting where you could certainly be improving upon for next time, which that's something I thoroughly enjoy doing, and I do that every day. And that's one of the reasons I'm making this podcast as well. So it's pretty much a year-long reflection of what I've been doing in the ICU, and hopefully if you're listening to this, you're able to see what I've been picking up along the way as well for you to be able to use within your grad years. Anyway, and then as part of this, you know, five-step approach of breaking down exactly what you need to be doing, you're assessed on how well you performed in that area. And that's going to be kind of what I did at uni. So it's going to be like a number four means that you're independent in that. You didn't need any prompting from the assessor at all. You just knew exactly what you're doing and you did it. Number three is you were supervised in that. So they may have given a few sort of clues here and there, but not really say too much. Number two is assisted. So that's going to be like they assisted you in a sort of skill. But then there's number one, which is dependent. So there, you're completely on the dependent of that assessor. You didn't know what you're doing in that case and you didn't understand why. So at the standard of my 3 month CPAT, it's going to be a number two or above. So assisted or above in all the criteria. So, like, how do I feel about the upcoming assessment? You know, it's going to be, it's exciting. You know what it means? It means that I'm heading to that 3 month mark. At this stage, I'm starting to feel that little bit more confident with the patients that I'm getting. I'm putting in a lot of work. And it's nice because now I don't feel completely as freaked out as I was the first few weeks of turning up to my shifts. I still do feel super nervous each time, but, you know, I'm starting to understand how to find the answers of what I need, of my questions, and just seeing how the other really experienced nurses. So we've got experienced nurses of like 20 plus years of experience as working as an ICU nurse. And just watching them, how comfortable and they are, you know, of asking other nurses questions. It's such a, you know, free space, and it's a non-judgmental environment that I'm working in, that, you know, the patient acuity is so high and the patients are so sick, and not a single person knows everything about nursing or about the conditions. And, you know, I feel super confident and super safe that I can ask, you know, what I perceive to be silly questions, and those questions, you know, as long as you're not asking the same thing every single day, they're not seen as bad. They're actually seen as, you know, you're really wanting to understand why you're doing things. So, it's exciting. So I remember the way that I used to train for my paramedic end of semester assessment. So we had what they call OSCEs. So OSCEs are sort of like a simulation that you would do, which is a culmination of everything you did throughout the semester. I didn't find in my nursing that I did many formal assessments in front of the teachers. We were sort of done that was out on placement with, you know, the hospitals that you're going to. While with the paramedic side of things, every single thing that you would learn, you'd be putting into simulation practice, and we had a very structured way in which that we would be assessed. And it's very similar to what I'm about to be assessed on my CPAT. So what I would do for my paramedic studies is I would take the physical pieces of paper that I would be assessed on, and I would just sim to that assessment. And that's exactly my strategy for what I'll be training for this CPAT coming up soon at that 3 month mark. So in 2.5 weeks' time. So for the next 2.5 weeks, I'll be taking a printout of the formalized assessment criteria for this CPAT. I'll take it to my bed space every day, and I'm just going to be working towards that. So I know that, you know, if I'm missing any areas, well, it means I'm able to, you know, tick through those bits every day, make it a bit of a routine. So when it comes to that, you know, in 2.5 weeks' time, and I have to go for my formalized assessment, then I'll be firing on all cylinders. So this is awesome. So I cannot wait for this assessment. As weird as that sounds, like I'm excited because it's a learning opportunity. No matter what happens, I'm going to learn something from it, and I'm going to get some excellent feedback from some very, very experienced nurses. So I can only keep getting better and better. The more effort I keep putting in, the better results I'm seeing. So anyway, I hope you like this experience. I'll be talking over the next two and a half weeks about, you know, leading up to this assessment and what I'm learning along the way. So hope you guys have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you next time.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.